I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. In 2018, doctors and medical students at MUSC launched the CARES Rural Outreach Initiative to provide free medical care and health screening at three locations in rural South Carolina. To talk about efforts underway with the CARES program during the pandemic is Dr. Anita Ramsetti. She's an assistant professor of family medicine at MUSC, and she's director of the CARES program. Dr. Ramsetti, tell us about the CARES program and why it was started.
In 2018, the Google program that is currently based in St. Stephen asked the CARES Clinic to be involved in terms of having a healthcare presence there. St. Stephen is a very rural community with very few healthcare providers. So we were asked to be involved in providing healthcare services to the residents who were there.
And what kind of healthcare services under normal times are you doing?
About every 6 weeks, we go out to St. Stephen with a team that includes medical providers who are licensed, as well as medical students and pharmacy students. We often also will have the dental team with us. Typically, we have three different operations going on over the course of a Saturday morning. There's a large-scale health screening in the school cafeteria, and there we do blood pressure screenings, we do finger sticks for blood sugars, we do counseling if those readings are out of range. We also do nutrition counseling.
And besides these health screenings, what else typically goes on?
So we also have a fully functioning clinic that will see patients as a regular clinic visit to provide full medical care, as well as prescriptions and ordering labs. And in addition, we have a food distribution that happens on the outside of the school, where all the participants are then offered fresh produce that we are able to arrange with the Low Country Food Bank. They're one of our main partners.
And who typically comes to these free health events?
The only restriction is that they're all adult patients. Otherwise, we will see anyone who shows up and would like care.
What's been going on with this CARES program during the pandemic?
CARES has shifted primarily to a teleplatform where we were able to keep many of our visits and take care of our patients by telephone calls. The very few that still needed to be seen in person were referred to one of our sister free clinics.
And I understand just recently the CARES program did some sort of drive-up event in St. Stephen. Tell us about that.
We did. So we previously had an event planned for May 30th, and we wanted to keep that event. So ahead of time, everyone was informed this was going to be all drive-through, and everyone would be masked, appropriate precautions would be in place. We were able to provide fresh produce from the Low Country Food Bank, as well as dry goods in boxes. We were prepared at that point to offer services because our regular clinic is opening up for services, and we always keep a running list of available organizations and clinics in the nearby area that offer social support and or mental health support.
How many people participated in this latest CARES event just recently?
We served 280 families that morning. All of the food that was brought was distributed. All of the flyers were distributed. It was a very, very productive and uplifting morning.
What else is coming up for the CARES program in the coming months?
One of the programs that we are launching in St. Stephen as well is a telehealth program. Once that's in place, that will help expand access to care even further so that we can continue to grow our efforts there.
Dr. Ramsetti, thanks for providing this information about the CARES program.
You're very welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.